Welcome aboard, listeners. Can never get over Chip and Dale and those freaking dinosaur costumes.
I struggle with the transition at the end of that song. It's playing and then it's just suddenly
it's just not
our faces.
You think that I would like work on that, but I haven't. And I wish I was sorry for it, but I'm not.
All right.
Welcome back to Skyliner Views, everybody. You are joined by your host, Ashley, and the wonderful Kyle. Kyle, welcome back.
Hi.
Thanks for doing Extinct Attractions with me. That was a blast and a half. We just lived the good old days for a while, and that's what I enjoyed about it. I felt real
Those lonely. Were my days. That's the problem. Those were my days.
That's embarrassing. Be sure to like, follow, subscribe to the podcast on Pop Culture Pros. Also like, subscribe, share on the Skyliner Views podcast website if you feel so inclined. Same goes for Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. I think that's all of them. But just uploaded all the videos that we have been live for on YouTube. So those are there and they exist and you're welcome. The GoFundMe, Gabby, listen to this. Gabrielle texted me the other day and said, if I can get a bike for $70, will you go get it? I said, hell yeah, I will. So now I have a bike in my house, so I could get off of here and just go ride now. I don't have to, like, go to the gym.
You're not going to do that, are you?
I told myself I was going to ride 20 miles yesterday, and I rode 4.
Ah. You do that 5 more times, and you're there.
And I'm at 20, exactly. And I told myself I was also going to ride today, and I didn't. So,
this is I'll do it. Coach, I won't be helpful.
Yeah, no. But, yep. Two-minute news. My Magic Band Plus debuted. Kyle, have you read anything about this?
You know what? I have missed the transition from Magic Band to Magic Band Plus.
It's like an Apple Watch with no face.
No kidding.
Yeah, like, it's a lot bigger, and it interacts with the 50th anniversary statues, it interacts in Galaxy's Edge, and it also interacts with, like, fireworks and a few attractions and stuff like
what
that.
What does it do with the statue? The statue's a statue.
Like, you wave at it, and it talks to you. So Gabrielle and I will be getting one, of course. It's $35, though, a pop. And they have, like, 12 designs right now, I think, so... I don't know. So
you're going to get a Haunted Mansion one to match your bow tie.
Oh, that's a great bow tie. No, I don't know yet. I can say that they're rechargeable. Like, the battery only lasts for, like, 1 to 3 days. I don't like that very much.
I'll have to look into this because I'm, you know, again, I come from the world of paper fast passes. So, like,
yeah.
Plus and this
it all sucks. Kind of,
yeah.
Yeah, we aren't using Genie Plus when we go because it seems difficult and it seems like it complicates your day more than anything.
Yeah. I was there when they rolled out the digital Fast Pass. I mean, literally, I was there. And it was very, like, they set up all those stations where they thought people would just walk up and be able to boop, boop, boop. And do, but it was so complicated and convoluted, and they went with the cheapest technology, so it was hard to use, and it just was... What a mess.
As always. Yeah, I was about to say, was that whole day just a shit show?
What whole day? Oh, well.
Like the day that rolled out.
There's several days were shit shows when it came to that stuff. I was there. I was at the Magic Carpets of Aladdin the morning that we did away with the guest assistance passes and switched to those new cards, you know? And boy, people came ready to fight. It was like going into battle. You knew... like you're going to be in like a boxing match. Like I went to work and we all knew it was going to just going to be a fight all day. And it was. It was really bad.
Speaking of fights and boxing and this all that, there's a fight at Magic Kingdom today.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch much on it because fight at Magic Kingdom, but I don't really know what it was about. It was in front of Peter Pan's flight, but
I know what it was about. I read about it.
Oh, what was it about?
So, two families.
Families in white shirts and families in green shirts.
Yeah, I heard that too. People are shocked that people at Disney dress like their families, but that happens all. That's a common occurrence.
Yeah.
Family one had someone that was like, "Oh, I don't want to carry whatever something, and I'm going to go put it back in my ECV because, of course, they had a rented ECV." And when they came back, family two wouldn't let them pass. They did the old "thou shalt not pass" thing. And then eventually let them pass, but kind of like got handsy as they went by. And so when they came out of, I think it was PhilharMagic, they came out, family one had people like, "Hey, don't touch my shit." And, "Hey, you were cutting in line." And then happiest place on earth with fisticuffs.
Wow, bro. Yeah, that sucks. Don't be an asshole just in general.
I have to tell you, guests today are just... It's like they don't know how to be humans.
No.
I'm not going to... I'll tell you this story off the air.
Okay.
But I just heard a story about someone was trying to explain a policy, a staff member trying to explain a policy. Of course, that person got belligerent because they weren't getting what they wanted.
Of course.
Right? And the people behind them started jeering the cast member. "Oh, just let him do it. Who cares?" It turned into a mob scene, a garbage mob scene. And these people, they're just garbage. Cast member was driven to tears.
I believe it. That's why we have the GoFundMe, because they don't deserve half the shit that they have to go through.
No. Yeah. It's like I know the cast member, and this person is very strong, and one person wouldn't have bothered them, but like a horde of assholes got on them, and it'll drive anybody crazy.
That's annoying.
Yeah. So. Just,
yeah. When you go to Walt Disney World, don't be an asshole.
Period. Don't be an asshole. It's pretty simple equation.
Actually, if you go anywhere, it doesn't have to be Walt Disney World. Just don't be an asshole.
Unless they get your food order wrong, then you could kind of be a little bit of an asshole. That's kind of where I'm.
But don't make him cry.
Well, fine.
That's where I'm drawing the line, Kyle.
Okay, that's fine. But they screwed up my food. It doesn't matter. Sarah's going to be mad at me. Never mind. Let's move on.
They'll give you food for free.
No, they won't. Let's move on.
Does this go back to Legoland?
No. This is a hot button issue in our household because I take it very personally when food service is A, rude, and B, screw up my order, and C, rude and won't help me fix my order. And I kind of get dickish about it, and the wife is not pleased when that happens, and it's a...
I don't think I've ever seen you be like a real dick to anyone.
Oh my God.
Curious.
That's what's so funny is these days I'm really not anymore. Like when I'm in my younger days at Disney, oh my God, was I a raging dick. I mean, just the worst kind of human. Like thought I knew everything and knew nothing, right? Thought I was like taught shit and was the king of the world, and boy, I was just nothing. And lots of therapy and self-reflection and a divorce later, and I'm the humble individual you see before. I have everybody at my job now. I made some joke about being aggressive and angry, and they're like, "Oh, not you. I can't see." I'm like, "Boy, I got you fucking fooled." Oh, sorry. Oh, I got you fooled. I'm sorry, I dropped the big one.
My F-bombs sometimes slip too.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
But yeah, you're right.
I try to watch it on the podcast. I'm sorry.
I appreciate you. It can be bleeped out. It's fine.
I'm sorry. Let's not talk. Let's get back to whatever you were talking about. What are we talking about?
We are on to Does Kyle Have That Background Music?
Oh, that's right. Stump the Band. Now, real quick, I want to show, because I've done some work with my files.
Oh.
And have put them in different places.
Beefing them up, huh?
Well, no, it's you know, I've moved away from a laptop to an iPad with a keyboard because Well, I just look. Laptops, PCs are garbage most of the time, unless you spend $900.
Yeah, mine was free from our old employer, and I am surprised it's still kicking.
Right, and so, like, I uploaded all my stuff to the cloud, and I do want to point out real quick. Here we go, Disney's Animal Kingdom. I do want to show you what last time you tried to get me to say the Tree of Life, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find it because I didn't have it on my phone. Here we go.
Yes.
So.
So peaceful.
So I do have it. So what do you have for me this week?
This week, I'm going to go Grizzly Peak Airfield from California Adventure.
Please hold. So that's Disneyland.
That is a Disneyland, yeah.
Yes.
I really like that one. That one's probably in my top five.
And California Adventure. And I'm sorry, you said Grizzly Peak Airfield?
Mm-hmm.
It's called something different, but it counts. What is Condor Flats?
Oh, yeah. Pretty much same thing. You are superior, Kyle.
I know. So nice.
Now that
I have it all at my fingertips again, it's so nice.
I love that for you, honestly. Where do you get all of them from?
My music?
Yeah, like where do you store them?
Oh, where am I storing it currently? Google Drive. I pay for the 2 terabyte storage, mm-hmm. and I uploaded all of my files, photos, just everything on there. And, you know, that way I can have everything that I can touch. So,
yeah.
Google Drive.
Whenever we fly, I try and, like, download loops because I get anxiety when we fly. So, I have, like, 3 on my phone right now. And after an hour, I'm like, I need to listen to something else. So, I might do that. On to our topic this week. Kyle asked that we go over the history of the Walt Disney World water parks. So, we're here. We're freaking doing it. I have never been to any of the water parks before, so this will be Kyle's show, and I will add my 2 cents, whether he wants to hear it or not.
I mean, this is probably going to be your best episode of my show, so that's
It'll probably get the most views, the most ratings, so thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it.
Anything you
do. Oh, thank you so much. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the oldest?
Think you got to start with River Country.
All right, Liver Country. Liver Country?
That's you.
Liver Country. I could probably use it. River Country opened in June of 1987. It was the first completely themed water park in the U.S. of A. Did you know this?
Yes. Before that, it was just pools and slides and whatever, nothing.
Yeah, so it had like an interconnecting story mm-hmm. to go along with it. It also... did not use chlorinated water. It used water from Bay Lake because it was attached to Fort Wilderness.
Sort of. It was heavily filtered, though.
Yeah.
So it was the lake water, but they designed special filters to get it through so that it was clean and palatable. Because, I mean, boats and, you know, animals and what have you are out there. And, in fact, there's a rumor, and I don't know if you have this or not, that the reason it closed is because someone got an amoeba that was very dangerous. Now, unfortunately, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
That did happen. But that did not force the closure of River Country. It was one person once in their, what, close, 2001, I guess?
I was going to say four.
I just saw it. Yeah, something like that. Because then they announced, I think like 2003 maybe. And they officially said, we're never bringing it back. Like, it just sat there
mm-hmm.
until 2005 when they said, it's gone. Never again.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I knew that happened, and I thought that was the sole reason that it closed. But then I was reading a little bit right before we went on, and I read into, like, the fact that they couldn't keep up on the water, and the filtration system was also another thing that led to that closure.
It had small capacity. You know, it wasn't, you know, everything. Walt Disney World as a whole was designed not at all for the capacity that they've been bringing in for the past 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Why, to their credit, they have been redesigning and reworking their, you know, what do they call the superstructure or the whatever, you know, the basics, the roads and the pathway.
I was going to say they tore down Primeval World to accommodate more people.
Well, that's not a good example of something successful is what they did in front of the castle. With those new seating areas and all the
Hubs, yeah.
The hub. Yeah, because that was a lot of, like, there was waterways, and it was very cute, but, like, it got clogged up real easy. And so they, well, let's make it bigger for more people. And so that's a good example. And, like, how they reworked Disney Springs parking to accommodate more people. Great now. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I remember parking at Disney Springs being a pain in the downtown Disney back there. But
I mean, it's, so the, you know, what they're doing... The infrastructure, that's the word, for their infrastructure is in the right direction. That's what they should be doing. So, but my point is River Country was not designed to be popular. No one knew about popularity.
Right.
And, you know, they built Typhoon Lagoon in 89, which we'll come to, and Blizzard Beach in 94. And then suddenly here's this one that had bad parking and it was a pain in the ass to get to because it was all the way in the Fort Wilderness. And, you know, and like you said, the water was, you know, kind of a pain. And it was very, very natural. But that led to the upkeep costing more.
Right.
And so it just wasn't feasible. So they.
You will enjoy this. And I think Sarah will too. I was reading about it on All Ears. And it said that River Country was also meant to be called Pop's Willow Grove from Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn. It was supposed to resemble like an old like watering hole.
Yeah. Yeah. Good old fashioned family racism. You know, that's I can't. They had a lot of stuff like that. In fact, they're working on getting rid of that big one with the stereotypes and the offensiveness. What's it called? Hall of Presidents.
Oh, and, I thought you were talking about Splash Mountain.
That's the joke.
I hate it here.
Sorry.
I thought
Splash Mountain. But anyway, so yeah, they're working on that.
Although Hall of Presidents is arguable.
Let's be honest. All of those white men. Old white men. The scourge of America right now. Old white people.
Same.
Old white men.
Don't really have much of River Country. It still stood as of like a year and a half ago. No water. But they tore it down to make way for a DBC resort that they were going to build before COVID hit. And then I said, we're good.
Well, no one knows. I don't think they've officially come out and said if it's scrapped or if it's just heavy delayed. But they haven't done anything since they stopped it.
They called their resort Reflections. And if they're still going to go through on that, they need to be a little more creative.
You know, it's interesting. If you look back at the history of Disney, the ideas that they come up with, it seems like every couple decades they're like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do all this cool stuff and rework all these things and build all this shit. And then some tragedy or some reason that the economy goes in the toilet or, you know, who knows? And they're like, we're not going to do any of that. No.
That's actually what I do in my own home, except it's every little minor inconvenience. I'm like, we're going to do it. It's going to look great. Oh my gosh. And then
there's a fly in the apartment.
Yeah, exactly. Oh no. It's cloudy outside. Sorry, I can't work outside today.
I have to lay in bed and cry all day. Oh,
yeah. Oh, darn. I have to catch up on Netflix. Gabrielle, so, if you're listening, I promise I worked in the yard today.
No. Here's a fun fact. River Country is the second ever of two properties to close theme park-wise at Disney. The first was Discovery Island, that thing that they had out in Bay Lake.
Mm-hmm.
There, that is also still there and still being taken over by the elements.
And if you feel like swimming out to it, hit me up because I want to hear about it.
just look at it. There's photos on the internet. People do that all the time.
Yeah, no, there are a few accounts. I believe one of them's called Bright Sun Films. Mm-hmm. He swam out there, Matt Sansua. But yeah, that's interesting. I didn't realize that it was one of two. I thought you were going to say attractions, and I was going to start listing all the closed attractions until you were very wrong.
Yeah, no. No, those are the two things that close that are park-ish that have closed. Everything else is either reworked or open.
Shit, yeah. Next up, Typhoon Lagoon.
This, in my opinion, is the best of the water parks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, did you ever go to River Country?
No. Never got to go to River Country. I think I would have liked it. It looks like something I would have liked. Because I like Fort Wilderness.
Yeah, me too.
But I never, we never went. That's it. That's the tweet.
That's the tweet.
I wish that was a better story, but we just never went. I don't know.
Typhoon Lagoon opened June 1st, 1989. I have 81 for some reason, and I know that's wrong.
What else opened on that day? Quick.
June 1st, 1981? Yeah. Oh, 1989.
What
Hollywood
else?
Studios.
And what else? Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island.
You're welcome.
I knew that.
No, you didn't. Did you answer the question?
So anyways...
Sorry. This is my favorite of the.
I'll just let you take it away because I have two notes because I hurried up and studied before you came on.
What are your notes?
And I'll my laugh. Notes are a storm blew through and left all this stuff. Sounds kind of lame. How cliche.
The second note is
I will allow all of this because there are sharks. And next week's Shark Week and I love sharks.
There are no sharks.
I thought there were.
There were until 2016.
That's bullshit.
Well, sorry. You should have gone.
Why did they do away with the sharks?
Let's start at one thing at a time. Let's start at the top.
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
So this was really River Country changed water parks, right, by having a theme.
Mm-hmm.
But Typhoon Lagoon was really the first water park to have that story element that Disney has. I mean, this is a place, River Country's a place, and oh boy, it's themed. But Typhoon Lagoon, oh, we have this whole narrative and all this other... you know, shenanigans that get you to, why is the boat up on top of the hill? Well, pull up a chair and let me tell you a story. You know, it's one of those things.
I'm here. And I have the chair. Tell the story.
Well, the world's worst hurricane ever hit Florida, and that was a shrimping boat, and it took it right up to the top of Mount Your Sweetie or whatever it is over there, and I don't remember what it's called.
Mount Summit.
That's
I'm going to shut the hell up now. Continue.
Anyway, but Typhoon Lagoon honestly is cool because it is designed to be exactly what it is. I mean, it's a tropical themed water park, you know, but it's shipwreck based. But it's so it fits with the weather and the temperament and everything just perfectly. And they've got a great lazy river, and their wave pool is, I believe, one of the very first wave pools in the nation.
It was a surf pool.
Right. It was designed to create waves large enough to surf. And you can actually, I guess you used to be able to, I don't know now, but for a time you could sign up for classes to surf at Typhoon Lagoon. You'd go at like 6 a.m. You know, so you would surf all before the park opened at 9 or 10 or whatever. But yeah, you could do that.
I'd do it.
Sure. That's cool.
Your little thing you did with your hand, I think that's the most dad thing I've ever seen you do, and I loved it.
What did I do?
You did the thing with your hand.
This thing?
Yeah, I loved it.
I can't
Typhoon and Lagoon and Pleasure Island open at the same time, and they are across from each other.
That's correct. Right across the street.
Now I remember reading that.
Yeah. That was the pinnacle of the Eisner era. That was when...
Yeah.
What's his name? Frank Wells was still there, still alive. Mm-hmm. And he was the sounding board. He was they mirrored. So Eisner was the creative half and Wells was the financial half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Much like Walt was the creative half and Roy was the financial half back at the beginning of Disneyland. Gotcha. And so a lot of parallels drawn to that. You know, I mean, the studio got turned around and they were making just crazy, crazy money with successful films. Mm-hmm. And they were like, Eisner figured it out. They go, we could design water parks and hotels and clubs and make all these people want to be here. And they're like movies, but it's an actual hotel. But right. It's like a movie. It's like going into, and it was just like, again, it changed everything. And, yeah. And then eventually Eisner became a tyrannical dickhead. And boy, he's just.
Don't we all?
Gestures vaguely, you know, I mean, whatever. but this really is the pinnacle of the Eisner era. It was super creative. It was innovative. It was something just totally new. And it was cool as hell. It was cool. It's still cool as hell.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
Michael Eisner, reworking. Thank you for doing a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, they've been reworking Hollywood studios, you know, to try and evolve it. But the concept of a working studio park itself, no, I mean, well, they're evolving it. But it's still, it's a neat idea. It's still very, you know, what it is. Harry Potter changed the game, whatever.
Who's Harry Potter?
Right. Move on.
I'm just kidding. I watched a video today about Wizarding World of Harry Potter. I want to go to Universal so bad.
Have you never been?
I've been once. And that was back in the olden days when I was in high school.
Oh my God. 2006, 2007.
I think I went in 2010.
You know, I was an adult. I was married with a child then. And you're in
high school. Whose fault is that, Kyle? Whose fault is that?
I don't know, your dad's. I don't know. My dad's. My mother. Let's go with my mother. That's typically a pretty good scapegoat.
This one's for putts.
I'll bet you a gold coin. Never mind.
Yep, nope, that's enough of that. So wait, why did they... You still haven't mentioned why they got rid of the sharks.
Oh, the sharks. Okay, so they had a really cool saltwater pool that you could mm-hmm. snorkel in. It took about 5 to 10, 15 minutes to really get through, but it was full of legitimate sea life, fish mm-hmm. and little baby sharks, like at a certain well-established entertainment venue near where you and I live. That's neither here nor there.
The Newport Museum in Cincinnati?
Anyway, so you could go and snorkel in this saltwater pool. And there was a boat that was sunk into it that you could go into. And like, if you didn't want to snorkel, you'd go under you could see the underwater viewing. And it was really cool. It was also, are you ready for it? Really expensive.
To maintain.
That's right. Because it wasn't just pool water they had to keep up with. It was live creatures and yeah. temperature of the water against the elements and maintenance of things under salt water.
Oh, yeah. And
it was expensive. It just was expensive. And it was such a hassle. Like, it was cool. But, like, once you did it, you never wanted to do it again because it was such a pain in the ass. You know, because you could go to any water park thing, any slide or any pool, and you're in and you're out and you're moving. This, you have to, like, prepare and shower when you're done because you can't get in the – it was just a hassle.
I hate showering. It's the worst.
Well, okay. But you know what I mean, you know, and yeah. it was expensive. And so they just did, the 2016, they closed it up.
So I wonder if all those sharks went to Epcot or SeaWorld.
Yeah, I think they got eaten at the pool, what is the restaurant there? This joke would have been funnier if I could remember the restaurant name. What is the restaurant at the seas? Coral Reef.
Coral Reef, yeah. I was trying to think of the one in Contemporary because it was called, wasn't it called The Reef?
The Wave.
The Wave, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The Wave
about.
Of Contemporary Eating.
Eh.
They had cheeseburgers.
Now I really want to try Steakhouse 71, though, because I've heard wonderful yeah. things about it.
Yeah, that looks pretty good. We ate at Chicken Guy when we went. Did I tell you that?
Gabrielle would approve.
Chicken Guy.
What else? When it went to Disney. Oh, one of Gabrielle's friends went to Disney the other day and ate at Chicken Guy. She's like, my friend went to Disney Springs the other day. I'm like, oh, cool. She was like, they ate Chicken Guy. And I'm like, oh, great.
It was good.
It is good chicken. Great mac and cheese. Don't get me wrong. Right.
We're big Guy Fieri homers. So.
Yeah, I don't know much about him, but I do know that Chicken Guy exists. And I, my wife would invest lots of money to bring one to our city.
Then it's not special.
I mean, it's the same concept of bringing two Shake Shacks here.
Listen, don't let Peyton hear you say that. He'll kick your ass.
Shit. So is my coworker. He's always like, do you think we can convince management to bring a Shake Shack? And I'm like, bro, if you do it, you let me know. But
do you know what we figured out a couple weeks ago? You can walk from our apartment to Shake Shack and walk back. And it's not a bad walk at all. So
really?
Yep.
I'm sure Peyton's thrilled.
He was. They went to the library. I was at work when this happened, but they walked to the big library, the central library.
Oh, yeah. Seriously.
That's right up the street.
Yeah.
And you'd walk a couple more blocks to Shake Shack. And it was
good
very
for them.
Yeah, very easy, and they were able to enjoy a half and half cookies and cream milkshake or whatever they eat there.
What the hell over they get?
I don't know. I don't eat it. My doctor get mad at me.
Yeah, I've eaten there like once. I think one time we got milkshakes, and another time everyone at work ordered, so I ordered. But
well, I don't mind Shake Shack. I mean, it's fine. It's a fine cheeseburger, but like, I'm not losing my shit over it. But it's okay. You should be. It's like one of those things he wants to go. Okay, I don't have a cheeseburger. That's fine. I don't care. Fine. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't even know what restaurant I would like be like, oh my God, I have to go. I don't know.
Mine's Taco Bell.
Olive Garden, maybe. Yeah, because I never get to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to get Taco Bell the other day and I was like, you know what? I should save this money for a Tiki Mug at Trader Sam's. So I'm not going to go. I have literally trip update.
Yeah,
I have stashed away my debit card so I quit spending money so I can save my money to get Tiki Mug to Trader Sam's.
You make me sad.
Me too.
I heard. You want to hear a quick story I heard?
I absolutely do.
Someone that we know that we don't like and mock and want to push in front of a, it doesn't matter, has been spending money.
There's a lot of those people between
you and me. On eBay. Buying glass alcohol decanters for their home. And every time they go to the one CVS in the tiny town down south where they live, are you with me?
I'm with you.
They buy more whatever alcohol this person wants and fills the glass decanter. Apparently there's like a dozen glass decanters. I'm just telling you what I was told. Sarah and I are like, what is their life?
Like, is it? It's not Dry County.
I know. No, we don't know. We're not sure what the theory is. We were trying to figure it out, and like maybe decorations for a wedding. And I went, okay, maybe. I guess. I think personally, they're redoing a basement and building a bar, and they want it to be decorated. That's what I think.
My money's on the wedding.
Well, that's fine. You could almost go, well, I mean, I guess, you know, you buy stuff for the wedding, you know, I guess. And like, I bought a giant wooden and metal sign that did letter R for our wedding, you know.
Yeah, I didn't buy anything.
Boy, we're off track. We you know what the problem is? We should talk more during the week so we can have these conversations.
I know.
On glorified FaceTime.
You know what? This is fine. It gives the people something to listen to about our lives.
Yeah, they hate it. Who cares? What's a decanter?
They're clicking the fast forward 30 second button real fast right now. That's okay. I don't give a shit. Welcome back, guys.
30 seconds.
I think it's 15, but I do.
Have
the
we
same
finished thing with Typhoon Lagoon? I think we're done. That's it. Let's go.
It's still open. It's still a great water park. I'd visit it if I had the chance, but we might do a water park when we go. And this is why. Our kid is currently obsessed with Summit Plummet.
Cool.
Like he was saying, he kept saying, I want to go to Water Fountain. I want to go to Water Fountain. And we were just like, okay, we'll go find a water fountain in town. Like, whatever. And then we were watching the.
I just thought he was thirsty.
Yeah, I was like, I can go see a water fountain, whatever. And we were watching the resort TV that they play in your room.
Right.
And Summit Plummet comes in there, and he's like, Ashley, water fountain. And I'm like, oh, that's what you, because he calls Splash Mountain Waterfall.
Well, that's fairly accurate. I'll take it. Yeah. Sure.
So Gabby and I were like, if it's still a thing, we might go. We'll see.
No, you were watching this last time you were there? Or you were watching Resort TV at home here? Sad. What are you even doing?
Listen,
it's giving you theme park hours for 1,000 miles away.
Well, like, they just have it on you. It's calming to me, okay? It keeps, and they're doing away with it.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Supposedly they're phasing it out for this dumbass interactive shit.
Oh, the new Amazon devices. I don't want to say its name because
I don't know.
Have you seen those with the Mickey ears on it?
Yeah, I'll be surprised if we don't come home with one. We would never steal from Walt Disney World, ever. Unless it's on accident. Fun story. When we went with the kids, we went to Disney Springs for a few days, so we let them pick out a toy. Eli picks out this bus. It has Mickey out one side, Goofy out the other. They're waiting.
Oh, sure. I think I had that very same toy.
So by the time we went from World of Disney to about Uniqlo, maybe? Like the band where the new town center is?
Sure, right.
The rubber part of the wheels fell off, and I was like, I think it's broken.
Interesting.
It's broken. So we turn around and we go back to World of Disney.
Right.
And I hand it to a cashier. I'm like, hey, this is like broken. And they're like, oh, it's fine. Go grab another one, whatever. So we grab another one. And wouldn't you know it, by the time we got to the Uniqlo, our kid was tearing off the rubber pieces of the wheel 2 minutes after he got the damn thing.
So really, it was your child's fault.
It was 100% Eli. And we still have that toy. No rubber on the wheels, but it still kicks. Yeah, it's calming to me. I love it. They've been playing it live since July 16th. Or 18th. One of the two.
Look at me. You need a life.
I don't have one.
I know. I just found it on my phone.
Yeah, that's what I... Dude, listen, my job isn't great, and it just, it's a piece of
I don't want to talk, about it. I'm going to get mad. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I get mad. I get very mad. I'm counting the days till retirement. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully that's soon. Continuing on.
It needs to be March. It needs to be March, and then it's fine.
St. Patty's Day.
Shorin be goring.
The last part we have to talk about...
This is the worst podcast ever. We're just terrible. We're terrible.
No. Oh, my friend Spencer came on and said hi. Spencer, you're probably not here anymore. But hey, buddy.
Somebody else said hello.
Yeah, it was Tim. Tim was on Tim.
Yeah, Tim. He said hello.
Hey, Tim.
Who's Tim?
Tim works for ABC.
Oh.
He is part of the Pop Culture Pros Network. He has one or two podcasts on there. He's pretty cool, dude.
So Tim works for ABC and scouts for people that should never, ever be doing this. And he goes, oh, number one and number two, Kyle and Ashley.
This is them.
You shouldn't be doing it.
Right, yeah, exactly. Well, at least he should be. I saw a picture of him the other day doing a thing at work, and I think I might know what he does. I don't know.
Doing a thing at work.
Well, he's not really public about what he does. And I don't blame him. But yeah, that's Tim. Spencer, I work with at work. He worked with me in my little room, and now he's out on a 911 truck, and he got a little promotion. I'm proud of him.
Mm.
But back to Blizzard Beach. What's your name?
Who?
Yeah.
Dr. Kyle.
This, there's no HVAC in this room. I've had a fan.
Oh, yeah, you complain about how hot it is there all the time.
I have my dog in here, too. Because she's been in isolation. When do you get your children again?
They're here now.
Hi, Kyle's children. Mm-hmm. Anyways, what is this?
Worst podcast ever.
Skyliner Views.
That's right.
Skyliner Views. Blizzard Beach. It opened April 1st, 1995.
Worst water park ever.
My four-year-old would like a word.
That's fine. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you right now. It has fantastic theming.
Mm-hmm.
the storyline, the theme overall, it's super cool, well done, well executed, but I'm going to tell you what the problem is. They keep the water cold as shit because it's supposed to be melted snow.
There's not a lot of shade either, I've heard.
It is cold as balls, and it's unpleasant how cold the water is because it's supposed to be melted snow, and I get it. It's well themed. It's unpleasant, and I don't like it.
They really keep the water that cold to keep with the theme?
Go to Typhoon Lagoon. Tell me how pleasant it is. Go to Blizzard Beach and tell me how freaking cold it is. It could be 95 degrees. You're going to be shivering in the water.
Can you get a park hopper for water parks?
You used to be able to.
Yeah, but look at the economy we live in now.
Well, now, yeah.
The storyline Kyle's talking about is a freak snowstorm blew through Florida, covering up the park with fresh, powdery snow. And it was meant, before it was even thought of as a water park, they wanted it to be a theme park of this ski resort that blew into town, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then they realized that it would be too expensive. So they said, you know what, let's just melt all this snow and we'll make it a water park.
See, my understanding was that they were going to make it a ski resort. And then because it was Florida, all the snow melted. And rather than cut their losses and close their ski resort, they said, hey, we could just put half-naked people down these slides and then they can slide instead of ski. And it's a water park.
Didn't have to word that, but okay.
They said it much better than I did. But still.
Yeah, I read that it was supposed to be a ski resort theme park, but you might be right because you know a lot more than I do about life in general because you're kind of old. Let's see. Some of the attractions are like really well themed.
Yes.
The Crush and Gusher, it's the first like roller coaster, isn't it? Like water slide roller coaster.
No, that's a Typhoon Lagoon though, isn't it? The water coaster is a Typhoon Lagoon.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're doing
I'm still gonna talk about it because it's kind of cool.
It is cool, yeah.
But it's modeled after a food processing plant, mm-hmm. So you go down, like, fruit shoots, mm-hmm. like the Coconut Crusher, the Banana Blaster, and the Pineapple Plunger. Mm-hmm.
What I like about the Blizzard Beach slides and different things is that they're themed just like, and accurately so, like you would find ski slopes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the different colors and the triangles and different things, and I think... For a time, that very tall water slide that, you know, looks like you're going to go off the ski jump, I think that was the fastest water slide on the planet for a good while, if it's not still.
Hmm.
But it's very quick.
Interesting. I have never, also a fun fact, I've never been to, like, a water park.
No? Never.
I've been to Freedom Springs down in Greenwood.
Right,
I don't
sure.
really consider that a water park.
I mean, yeah, it is, but certainly not like this.
Like of that caliber, no, not at all. Go ahead.
And I was going to say, at Blizzard Beach, they do have a really great, a couple of attractions that are, you ride essentially what they've designed to look like toboggans.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pool, like float, you know, like saw like a yoga mat kind of.
Yeah.
But handles, but it's shaped like a toboggan. And you go head first down these, you know, and you're doing this business. And boy, that's a cool, you do it once and you swear you never do it again because it's a little scary. But it's still really cool.
And then
cool.
You go back and do it again.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it was lots of fun.
The only other thing I have about Blizzard Beach is there's a sea ride, the SEA.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? The Adventurers Secret.
Oh, the sea, the connecting thing from all around the world.
Yeah, from Adventurers Club and all that stuff.
And the Haunted Mansion thing over there and the Tower of Terrors. And
yeah. There's a ride themed after sea. It's called Misadventure Falls. And Mary Oceaneer and her parrot are the characters who are associated with it. And it says it's a... So Mary Oceaneer is a treasure hunter who is also responsible for the Oceaneer Labs on the Disney Cruise Line ships. So
oh, very cool.
Yeah, that they connected it that way.
It makes me sad how they pick and choose to connect things. Like,
yeah.
I wish they would connect things in a way that was things I liked better. But like, yeah, they get close to it, and I'm like, oh, but you could do all the.
Yeah, same. Like, I wish they'd, like, connect it more within, like, the Orlando, like, the Walt Disney World parks instead of, like, a water park.
Right.
Which, I mean, there are probably references there, but I don't know about them.
Although, don't get me started on the Skipper Canteen. I'll just yell.
Do you have harsh feelings?
I do.
I've never been there. There's pretty adventurous food, and that's not my style, so...
No, I was, again, that was there when it opened. That was right towards the end of my tenure, in 2015. But they took a couple of former skippers that I worked with, very nice people, to train these waiters to be, you know, skippers.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, because, like, you know, the skippers are a proud group of skips, you know, that are... They're funny, and they always try, you know, you get a bunch of skippers together, and we try to top each other and try to, you know, you always have to have the spotlight because we're just like that, right?
Right.
But, you know, we went from the cool kids in the cafeteria to, well, now all these waiters are dressed like us, and they think they're hot shit. And believe me, I was known to say, and I say it still, you're not a skipper. You... are a waiter.
You are a waiter.
Yeah. You know, and they try to do, like, they try, you know, essentially it's like Dick's Last Resort or, Whispering Canyon at Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they try to be funny and cutesy and they throw stuff and, oh, ha ha, it's a joke. And just, can I have my chicken breast, please? Just please.
They don't even serve chicken breasts.
It's, well, like, whatever. But, you know, my chicken point. Chicken
marinated in monkey's piss and... with corn. No,
so I just am bitter, but I'm a skipper, so that kind of comes with the territory anyway. Did I tell you what Jackson told me today? I didn't tell you this. I posted it on Facebook, but he told me that one of his he tells people all the time that I used to work at Disney,
mm-hmm.
and that I was a Jungle Cruise skipper. And his, and I don't know, I obviously have told him this joke, but the way he tells it is so wonderful and meta, and he doesn't even realize how brilliant it is. He says, I always tell my friends that there are two cannibals eating a Jungle Cruise skipper. And one cannibal looks at the other and says, does this taste bitter to you? And I just, he told me that. I was just like, oh, that's so wonderful. But you don't even know why that's wonderful. You know, it doesn't taste funny. It tastes bitter. Yes, that's correct. It's just so magical. I don't know. Something about it. It's very perfect.
Yeah, no, I agree. You got good kids, Kyle. You got good kids.
They do. They are good. They're good kids. Yeah, I have a lot to tell you. There's been lots of discussions had.
I cannot wait for all of that.
I cannot tell you. I can't even talk in code.
Well, I think that means we should wrap it up.
That's fine with me.
Thank you guys for joining us today on Skyline Interviews. Kyle, it's always a pleasure.
It is always something that we do.
It is always a great hour on a Thursday. Once again, like, share, follow, do whatever you like. Tell your friends about Skyline Interviews. Listen to the podcast on wherever. Also, head over and follow Pop Culture Pros. Once again, that GoFundMe. It's called Biking for Cast Members. I'm biking the mileage to Disney. Who knows if I'll make it at this point. But Kyle and I were talking earlier about how cast members oftentimes go through unfortunate situations that they don't really deserve. So Gabrielle and I are looking to bless a few cast members. So if you find it in your heart, I'll post the link in the show notes. Other than that, it's been real, y'all. Have a good week, and we will see you next week.